In 17, Gwendolyn Brooks moved to Chicago with her parents when she was only 1 month old. At the age of 7, she began writing poems. At 14, her first poem was published in American Childhood magazine. In 1943, Miss Brooks won the Midwestern Writers' Conference Poetry Award. And in 1945, Harper Brothers published her first book of poems, A Street in Bronzeville. Soon, the world came to recognize Gwendolyn Brooks as one of the greatest American poets. In 1950, she became the first Black Pulitzer Prize winner. Since then, she has written a number of books of poems, and she has been named Poet Laureate of the State of Illinois. Gwendolyn Brooks, Black Poet Laureate. I'm Jane Kennedy, and this is Black Women, A Portrait of Dignity. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Mark Smeeby, and this is a Live Hope Minute. Have you ever heard the saying, mile by mile, life's a trial? Yard by yard, it's not so hard. Inch by inch, it's a cinch. To me, this little proverb speaks volumes about how we need to look at life. It's easy to look ahead and see how I hope life will be in the future. I can get lost in the fantasy of how great it's going to be, or I can get overwhelmed by all that it's going to take to get there, that I just end up not doing anything. This little saying is meant to be an encouragement of just doing the small things you can do today and trust that you're going to end up where you're supposed to end up. When I have my hope properly placed in God, I can be at peace and content with where I'm at right now, even though I know it's not going to be where I end up. Explore more about hope at livehopenow.com. I'm Mark Smeeby with this Live Hope Minute.
This is what it means to live hope.
Well, today is the 6th of February. People are celebrating birthdays every day, and these are the people that we actually know about. Let's start with Miss Kimberly Harris, dear friend of mine, she and her husband Robert. Happy birthday to Kimberly Harris. She is celebrating her 43rd birthday today. Happy birthday to you, Kimberly. Also celebrating a birthday this morning is Miss Jennifer Berlew. Jennifer is celebrating 47 years young today. Happy birthday to you, Jennifer Berlew. 52 candles on the cake is going to suffice for Miss Rose Ollage. Hey, good morning to you, Rose, and happy birthday to you on this Thursday morning. Rose Ollage, she made the birthday list today. Another one of my friends is Emmy Lou Alanano Ayaton. Happy birthday to Emmy Lou Alanano Ayaton. She is celebrating her 48th birthday today. Good morning to you, and happy birthday. Miss Marcy McKinney is on the birthday list this morning for a Thursday. Not bad at all. 53 years young. Good morning and happy birthday, Marcy McKinney. It's a blessed 61st birthday for Miss Tamara Augustine. Good morning and happy birthday, Miss Tamara Augustine. Brother Randy Emmanuel Lewis is celebrating his 32nd birthday this morning. Let's say happy birthday to Randy Emmanuel Lewis on this his birthday. What a blessing to be 76 years young. 76, Miss Mary Jackson. Good morning. Happy birthday, Miss Mary Jackson. We've got Elvira Brevel on the birthday list this morning. Well, good morning to you, Miss Elvira Brevel, and happy birthday to you on this Thursday morning. Rounding out the birthday list, the celebrated Miss Darcy James. Darcy is celebrating her 40th birthday. What a milestone. That's a good friend of mine. Happy birthday to you, Darcy James, on your birthday and for all of our birthday people who celebrate today as their birthday. Live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
And of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, make sure you give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special. and they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. We've been talking about, if you have no friends at church, some questions you should ask yourself. Here's another one of those questions. How many friends do you think you need? Now, this is going to differ from person to person. Some people want many friends on a more surface level. Others want fewer friends but deeper relationships. It's been said that there are four levels of friendships. There's acquaintances. That's an occasional contact. There's casual friendships, usually with common interests, concerns, and activities. Then there's closer friendships. And for the Christian, this is usually at the fellowship level, where you meet in unity and serve and pray together. Then there's intimate friendships, deeper friendships. That's the level of personal investment in another person's life with deep honesty and accountability. You see, the true goal is not to have lots of friends. And there is such a thing as having too many, but rather you need to cultivate quality relationships. The takeaway, not quantity, but quality. The deeper the level of friendship, the more responsibility and investment is involved. So the question you would ask, how many friends do you think you need? Another one, in what ways is the Lord your best friend? Man, that's a good one. You know, when you finally understand how Jesus is your forever friend, you'll find your identity in him. You're more confident in him and in yourself. You'll feel more freedom in your spirit to reach out to others when Jesus is your best friend. Amen? Amen. Those are just some of the questions you can ask yourself or another person if you have no friends at church. Develop friendships, long-lasting friendships, and make sure that the Lord is involved, all right? Hey, listen, that's it and that's all for the Wade Hampton Show. I'm looking to join you again tomorrow on Friday for more, and it's going to be good. You are going to enjoy Friday's show. We're going to have the brothers from Reconciliation Ministries on the program from Columbia, South Carolina. They've got a home for rehabilitated men. And you really need to hear about this. Reconciliation Ministries, they're going to be on the show. Also on the show, the grand opening of Ron's House with Global Impact Ministries and Pastor Cedric Jefferson. That's coming up on tomorrow's program. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a big, big show. And I hope that you'll be here. We'll have it after On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas as you get set to enjoy the rest of your broadcast day right here. Remember, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. All right? Love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Achieve it all. unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Lee, what kind of music do you like?
Real up-to-date gospel music that allow me to,
Kweez, it's time to cross over.
Here you go.
Today I'm folding my hands over you. Shed a few tears and thank God for you. See, I tried giving love in the past, but I guess he was saving best for last. Oh, God, just show it.
Sip this tea and get my dress right. Netflix and chill out, ain't it sweet? He'll bless you too if you just believe. We cuddled up like 3 degrees. Let's get what the Lord has done for me.
I remember when this song came out and I was like, oh, is this gospel? Can I play this on the church, man, when we drive up to the guest churches? Because I don't need the saints looking at me like I'm crazy. And come to find out, it was gospel and I had everybody hooked on the like
bombs. Yo, give me one for Aretha.
Today I'm folding my hands over you. Shed a few tears and thank God for you. See, I tried giving love in the past, but I guess he was saving.
Saves the best for last.
Oh, God, just show it out.
That's the way it does.
Mary, but no, it's just Mary.
Forrest Gump, church pew, and some chocolate. Drippy in my times, I'm so awkward lit. Fairy tales, wishing well. Hit the best scene, so wish you well. I'm around my world, equator. While we on these doorsteps, newspaper. If you tell your mama I'm a church dude, she'll let me slide through the crib like a house shoe.
Today I'm folding my hands over you. Shed a few tears and thank God for
thank
you. See, I tried.
You tried. He's always covering you. He saves the best for last. Don't worry about the past. The celebration is last.
This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1.